Welcome to the U.S. Politics Daily Brief. I'm your host, A.I. Michelle. Here are our top stories today. First, congressional Democrats are targeting dozens of House Republican-held seats in the 2026 midterm battle for majority. Second, the Supreme Court allows Alien Enemies Act deportations to resume. Third, Trump's Department of Homeland Security revokes legal status for migrants who entered the United States on the Biden-era Customs and Border Protection 1 app. Lastly, Elbridge Colby clears a hurdle and moves to a final vote to become the Pentagon's top policy strategist. Congressional Democrats are gearing up for a significant challenge in the 2026 midterm elections, setting their sights on nearly three dozen Republican-held seats. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, or DCCC, has unveiled its initial target list, which includes 35 seats currently controlled by the Republican Party. This strategic move is part of an effort to regain the majority in the House of Representatives. The DCCC is also launching fundraising initiatives to support their potential nominees in these pivotal districts. The Democrats' strategy comes on the heels of the National Republican Congressional Committee's own target list, which focuses on 26 districts held by Democrats. Currently, Republicans hold a slim majority in the House, with a 220 to 215 seat advantage. DCCC Chair Representative Susan Delbean has strongly criticized House Republicans, accusing them of failing to manage the economy, abandoning veterans, and causing rising costs for everyday Americans. She argues that these failures have eroded public trust and will cost Republicans their majority. The Democrats point to recent election outcomes in states like Wisconsin and Florida as indicators of growing voter dissatisfaction with President Donald Trump's policies during his second term. They claim that these elections signal a shift in public sentiment that could favor Democrats in the upcoming midterms. Delbean has emphasized that the Republican Party's close alignment with figures like President Trump and Elon Musk has jeopardized economic stability and public welfare. In response, the National Republican Congressional Committee remains confident in their ability to defend their majority. They highlight the fact that only a few Republican districts were carried by former Vice President Kamala Harris in the last election, while several Democrat-held districts were won by Trump. NRCC Chair Representative Richard Hudson believes this dynamic, along with the trend of Democratic incumbents seeking other offices, will bolster the GOP's chances. As the political landscape continues to evolve, both parties are preparing for what promises to be a fiercely contested midterm election. The outcomes will have significant implications for legislative priorities and the broader direction of U.S. politics. Supreme Court upholds Alien Enemies Act deportations. In a closely watched decision, the Supreme Court has allowed the Trump administration to resume deportations under the Alien Enemies Act, specifically targeting alleged Venezuelan gang members associated with the Tren de Aragua. This decision represents a significant victory for President Donald Trump's immigration policies, which have faced numerous legal challenges. The court's ruling requires that deportees be given a reasonable time to contest their removal in court before they are deported. The 5-4 decision overturned an earlier order from United States District Judge James Boasberg, which had blocked the use of this 18th century wartime law. The conservative majority of the court emphasized that legal challenges should be conducted in Texas, where the migrants are detained, rather than in Washington, D.C. The court's liberal justices dissented, warning that the government's actions pose a threat to the rule of law. They criticized the majority for granting the government what they see as discretionary, equitable relief. Justice Amy Coney Barrett joined Justices Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, and Ketanji Brown Jackson in parts of the dissent, underscoring the division within the court. President Trump celebrated the ruling on Truth Social, calling it a great D-A-Y-F-O-R justice in America, and highlighted the decision as a reinforcement of the rule of law. Attorney General Pam Bondi echoed the sentiment, emphasizing the administration's commitment to securing the nation's borders and deporting those deemed threats to American safety. The decision follows the Trump administration's controversial move last month to defy Judge Boasberg's order by proceeding with deportations of approximately 250 individuals alleged to be gang members. The administration justified its actions under the Alien Enemies Act, a justification that the Supreme Court has now upheld. This ruling is likely to have significant implications for immigration policy and the balance of powers between the executive and judicial branches. It highlights the ongoing debate over the scope of presidential authority, especially in matters of national security and immigration. As the political landscape continues to evolve, this decision could influence public opinion and legislative priorities regarding immigration enforcement and due process rights. Next up, Trump's Department of Homeland Security has announced the revocation of legal status for migrants who entered the United States using the Biden-era Customs and Border Protection 1 app. Stay tuned for more details on this unfolding story. Trump's Department of Homeland Security revokes legal status for migrants using CBP-1 app. In a significant policy reversal, the Department of Homeland Security under President Donald Trump has announced the revocation of legal status for migrants who entered the United States through the Biden-era Customs and Border Protection 1 app. This move affects those who were granted temporary residence in the United States under a program designed to manage legal entry and discourage illegal border crossings. The CBP-1 app, introduced during President Joe Biden's administration, allowed over 900,000 migrants to enter the United States legally since January 2023. These individuals were permitted to remain in the country for up to 2 years with work authorization under a provision called parole. The Department of Homeland Security's decision to cancel these paroles is framed as a commitment to securing the nation's borders and enhancing national security. Migrants affected by this decision have been instructed to voluntarily self-deport using the renamed CBP Home app, as communicated in termination notices sent to the app's beneficiaries. This policy change is part of a broader effort by the Trump administration to reverse immigration measures put in place by his predecessor, aiming to tighten border security and reduce the number of migrants residing in the United States under temporary statuses. Critics argue that these actions could lead to humanitarian concerns, as many affected individuals hail from countries experiencing significant instability. The implications of this policy shift are profound, as it could affect nearly a million people who have built their lives around the temporary legal status provided by the CBP-1 app. This move also underscores ongoing debates about the balance between national security and humanitarian obligations, reflecting broader tensions within U.S. immigration policy. Next up, we'll take a closer look at Elbridge Colby's progress in becoming the Pentagon's top policy strategist. Stay with us for more on this developing story. Elbridge Colby nears confirmation as Pentagon's top policy strategist. In a pivotal moment for U.S. defense policy, Elbridge Colby has cleared a significant hurdle toward becoming the Pentagon's top policy strategist. The Senate voted to invoke cloture on his nomination as Undersecretary of Defense for Policy, advancing him to a final confirmation vote. This procedural move, which limits further debate, passed with a narrow margin of 53-49. Colby, co-founder of the Marathon Initiative and a former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Strategy and Force Development, is best known for crafting the 2018 National Defense Strategy. His work has been pivotal in shifting the U.S., military focus from the Middle East to a great power competition with China, emphasizing the importance of the Indo-Pacific region. Despite initial skepticism from some hawkish Republicans, such as Senator Tom Cotton, Colby's nomination has received bipartisan support. Notably, three Democrats broke ranks to back his confirmation, reflecting a growing consensus on the need to address strategic challenges posed by China. Vice President J.D., Vance has been a vocal supporter of Colby, emphasizing Colby's foresight in defense matters and his ability to navigate complex policy landscapes. Vance's endorsement underscores the Trump administration's confidence in Colby's strategic vision, particularly concerning Taiwan and Iran. Colby's approach to defense policy has evolved over the years. While he once cautioned against military intervention in Iran, he now acknowledges the existential threat posed by a nuclear-armed Iran. He has pledged to offer credible military options if diplomatic efforts fail, aligning with conservative priorities of national security and military preparedness. As Colby moves closer to confirmation, his leadership is expected to shape U.S. defense policy significantly, potentially influencing the nation's strategic posture in Asia and beyond. His focus on strengthening alliances with Taiwan and Japan reflects a broader commitment to countering China's influence in the region. In other news, we'll continue to monitor the developments surrounding Colby's confirmation and its implications for U.S. defense strategy. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time.